Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So with the murder hornets possibly coming soon, right, to Washington, because they found one, we just talked about, with some bats in Nevada having rabies, with all the COVID back and forth of the variants, I'm busy. You know, so this talk of UFOs and maybe it's the Russians, maybe it's the Chinese, maybe there's aliens, I'm just done. I think I'm pretty numb to it, not because I don't care and I don't think it's a threat, but it's because this has been a real exhausting last few years. And so, just like with the Supreme Court and the ACA, you know what? Whatever, all right? You know, I'm just over it. I'm over it. I'm just, it's exhausting. Maybe I need a vacation, but usually on vacation I work anyway. You really don't take off when you're in the news and in media. So, there's UFOs. You guys just figure it out for us. Well, the problem we have with the UFOs is Congress has looked, some of the people in Congress have gotten some briefings of this report we're supposed to get June 25th. Right? Apparently the Trump administration was like, you got to let people know what's going on here. And the Biden administration is allowing, right, the Defense Department to allow us to at least be aware of what they've been following now for years. And we're being told by both Republican and Democratic congressmen alike that there's something going on, and this might be beyond what we can handle. Now, I understand they're supposed to keep people calm. That's why they use Dr. Fauci throughout the whole COVID thing. But I don't know how they're going to approach this. And I've just kind of chalked it up to, you know what? Maybe it's technology from China. Maybe it's technology from Russia. Apparently, some people have spoken out saying, no, this is not from China and Russia. This is beyond what they could do. So here's some of their quotes. Tim Burchett, Republican congressman from Tennessee, says, quote, clearly something's going on that we can't handle. Now, that's pretty gutsy for somebody in politics to say, we can't handle this. It would have been nice for them to say that with health care and with a lot of the other things that they've tried to deal with and mess up. But that's pretty gutsy. Apparently, in recent years, there's a series of government videos showing these unidentified aerial phenomenon, or UAPs. We're not calling them UFOs, unidentified flying objects. We're calling them phenomena, which is hard because I have trouble spelling that term. And ufology, I guess, is their preferred term. Ufology or UFO lot, I don't know. And so there was footage from a Navy F-18 fighter jet, which showed an oblong object flying through the sky near San Diego in 2004. Apparently these things have been leaked online. We don't know how they got online, but now people want answers. And those people that have been admitted to mental institutions for saying they've seen UFOs and they believe aliens are real, now I think want out, although they've been in them so for so long, they're going to have trouble probably getting released. But Senator or Sean Patrick Maloney, a Democratic congressman from New York, told the New York Post, we take the issue of unexplained aerial phenomena seriously to the extent that we're dealing with the safety and security of U.S. military personnel and the national security interests of the United States, so we want to know what we're dealing with. So in terms of being Chinese or Russian aircraft, let me see, Burchett. I'm trying to see where Burchett is from. I apologize. Tim Burchett is from Tennessee. He says that it's ridiculous. If the Russians had UFO technology, they would own us right now. It has to be something that's He says, that's out of our galaxy. It has to be if, in fact, it's real. Now, Luis Elizondo, former director of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, told the Washington Post that we are quite convinced what we're dealing with is a technology that is multi-generational, several generations ahead of what we consider next-generation technology. So what we would consider beyond next-generation tech, something that could be anywhere between 50 to 1,000 years ahead of us. Now, I don't want to sound the alarm, but for those of us who have been looking at the murder hornets and black toilet paper and rental car prices going up and COVID and masks and all the other stuff going, I can't take any more news, and the Biden-Putin summit, which I don't even know what we accomplished there. These UFOs, okay, I think are of a concern. I was just hoping they would be Chinese or Russian. I didn't think we would be having all these experts say, no, this is way advanced, much more advanced than we think China or Russia could do. And so are we being played? Is this a distraction because there's supposed to be something else going on? Is it that, because the problem I have is if 2004, there was one of these things floating around San Diego, flying around San Diego, wouldn't they have, I mean, what are they studying for 17 years? I mean, if they were in 2004, don't you think that there would have at least been some contact? Or, I don't get it. Now, I understand aliens don't think like we do. They might be going, look, our lifespan is 2,000 years. So to us, a human year is like a blink of the eye to us. So maybe, you know, we're thinking, gosh, it's been 17 years. You know, talk to us already or let us peek inside your spaceship. But to them, maybe it's kind of like foreplay. You know, maybe, you know, they have this whole sort of choreography, and we just have to wait for them to do whatever until we get to the good stuff. I don't know. But, you know, one dropped in the ocean. Do you guys remember that in one of the videos? One dropped in the ocean. Did anybody then jump into the ocean after? I mean, maybe it's still sitting there at the bottom of the ocean. I mean, if we're able to take pictures of the Titanic, we can maybe take pictures of this thing. Unless they think it hid in the ocean, submerged, and then went somewhere else. But I would say, let's just call Scooby-Doo, and was it the mystery machine? Let's call Scooby-Doo and have them all come and figure this out. Because they used to figure this stuff out in the 80s. 1-877-DOLLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you do write and send notes and messages, and I get you might be a little radio shy, which is totally fine. We'll get to those as well. We do have some questions to get to, but first I want to talk about the bats, because that's been kind of on some people's minds. Bats are here in America. We've seen bats. I see bats all the time. I take the dog out for a walk. We see bats. At first I thought they were birds that were just flying with their wings kind of slow enough to see, and my husband, I know those are bats. So I've learned to recognize a bat, and I was walking the dog last month, and somebody starts running towards me, and I had my earphones in, and I'm like, what's going on? She's like, there's a bat. And there's always bats, and she's running, trying to protect her dog. Meanwhile, I'm letting my dog just kind of do its thing. But I think we do need to kind of keep our eye out for them, because some of them can test positive for rabies. And we're being told in my neck of the woods that the Nevada Department of Agriculture has tested 25 bats since the start of the year, and three of them turn up positive for rabies. Apparently, in my neck of the woods, 10 to 20 cases happen each year. Usually, the period between May and October is when bats are the most active. And two were found in Clark County, the one in Washoe County. Washoe County is up north, houses Reno, Nevada. Clark County is down to the south and houses Las Vegas, Nevada. So in a press release, they said it's important to ensure individuals and domestic animals do not come in contact with bats. If you or your animals have had any contact with bats, contact your local health care professional or veterinary provider immediately. Any bats, dead or alive, that may have been in contact with people or domestic animals should be reported immediately. It's important that individuals contact the NDA Animal Disease Lab, and I have a link on my article that's on my website and Facebook and Twitter, or the local animal control agency before attempting to pick up a bat. Do not pick up the bat. Let the bat be. If an individual is asked to collect the bat for testing, they should carefully follow all instructions provided by the NDA or animal control agency, using heavy gloves to avoid potential bites. The animal could look dead, and then you pick it up, and then it snaps and sticks its teeth in you. And I don't know if you've seen a picture of a bat. I put a picture of a bat. It's got teeth. They're ugly. They're really ugly. I know I'm supposed to love all of God's creatures, but bats are just so ugly. And the problem I have is I have cats that like to bring in animals from the outside. They'll bring in birds, mice, rabbits. They'll bring in these. Now, they're all vaccinated for rabies. It is, I believe, mandated in Nevada that all your pets are vaccinated. But it's pretty scary stuff, because my pets are supposed to be little, you know, happy, go lucky, cute little innocent pets, and they bring in as much wildlife into the house as possible. So what is rabies? So rabies is a disease that is virus. Okay, you can't take antibiotics for rabies. Dogs are the most common animal to transmit the virus to humans, and it more commonly infects bats, coyotes, raccoons, skunks, jackals, mongooses, and foxes. Some of you live in areas where you have a lot of raccoons and skunks and things like that. We got coyotes and bats. It's not, yeah. Anyway, the animal will be agitated and many times foaming at the mouth due to hypersalivation. Why? Because the virus affects the nervous system. It goes up to the brain. Animal gets pretty mad. Animal's not feeling well. And once you have a virus affecting the brain, they're uncomfortable. They could be in pain, having horrible headache, and they can start losing it. It's usually fatal. Once symptoms appear, it may be too late to save the affected animal or patient. So once exposed to the infected saliva, what happens is the virus will enter your peripheral nervous system, so the nerves in your limbs, outside the brain and spinal cord. Then it travels centrally. So it travels to nerves in the muscle, replicates there, and then decides to work itself up to the brain. So there's a few different stages of rabies, which we'll quickly review. So you have the incubation period. The incubation period is what kind of, unfortunately, tricks a lot of humans. So they might play around with an animal somewhere. They might get a little scratched, bit, not think anything of it. A day or two later, a family member says, how do you know you don't have rabies? Oh, look, it happened a couple days ago. I'm good. And they feel fine. Well, the incubation period, however, could range anywhere from a few days to years. So any of us that were bit or scratched, if that virus is taking its time in the muscle replicating and hasn't gotten to where it wants to go eventually, which is our brain, we may not know. They say the average incubation period could be a few weeks. How many of you remember what happened to you last month? What was last month? Last month was May 17th. I don't remember. During the incubation period, obviously the patient does not know they're infected. Meanwhile, the rabies virus is multiplying and spreading. Once it spreads to the point to make you have symptoms, you have this prodrome. And this prodrome will feel flu-like. Now, you might have pain at the site of the bite. You might have some muscle soreness. Maybe you'll have a fever. Maybe headache. maybe some anxiety, maybe some malaise, just not feeling right. So nausea, vomiting, sore throat, cough, numbness, tingling, or burning. And those prodrome, that could last anywhere from 2 to 10 days. So you might be feeling bad going, you know what, I think I got the COVID. I'll just isolate. You got to remember if you were bit or scratched by anything. Because then you could go into the acute neurological phase. This is where now the central nervous system starts to become affected. So you get the anxiety, you get the agitation, insomnia, loss of sex drive. Sometimes priapism, you can have prolonged erections because of rabies. No, don't get it on purpose. You could have hallucinations. Photophobia is where you just are very uncomfortable looking at the light. You could start having muscle rigidity, muscle twitching, become paralyzed, have convulsions, difficulty swallowing, difficulty breathing. And what's very interesting about rabies is you could have something called hydrophobia. Now, hydrophobia is where you are scared of water. It's really interesting. You would think of dogs and it's almost like you become a cat where you don't want anything that has to do with water. You don't even want to drink it. So it's very unique to people with rabies, the hydrophobia. Once it gets to that point, the next thing that possibly will follow would be a coma. And that could then happen within 2 to 7 days of that. And then sadly, even if you're on ventilatory support for breathing, many people end up dying of cardiac or respiratory arrest. So we need to treat this. Even though most infections can be fatal, we do have some people able to survive. Because what we do is the second we think you possibly got rabies, we're going to give you immunoglobulin. And immunoglobulin is basically kind of like, you know how Trump got those monoclonal antibodies to help prevent, try to block the COVID virus before his antibodies could be created. Immune globulin kind of binds to and prevents the virus from replicating. So it's like a man-made sort of immune system that you could get. Then you get 4 to 5 vaccines given over the next 2 weeks to help stimulate the immune system. I know people said you used to have 20-some shots in the stomach. They don't do that. So wild animals suspected of having rabies during attack will be euthanized. If they think it's got rabies, they're not going to try to treat it because they can barely treat it. There's really no anti-rabies medicine. So they're going to euthanize them so they don't have to suffer. And then they're going to examine the brain tissue for rabies. If it's a non-wild animal, and if it's fluffy, and they're not as suspicious, they'll watch them for about 10 days. And if they don't elicit any symptoms, they might just go with that. So if your dog, who should be up to date on rabies, and maybe is close to that, but not really at high risk, bites you, they're not going to euthanize unless they really think he has rabies, but they are going to want to isolate and watch a dog. So if one has been bit by a wild animal who has not been caught and they can't examine and tell for sure if there's rabies, the medical provider may just give prophylaxis. So what are pet owners supposed to do? They're supposed to vaccinate their pets. In Nevada, I think you have to do a booster for rabies every 3 years. You got to avoid wild animals, avoid the bats, prevent them from entering the house. And then there's even human vaccines that are available. If you work frequently with animals or travel to areas where rabies is more common. So, yeah, I just taught you guys something on rabies. I know. Yeah, it kind of makes you nervous. It's a deadly, scary disease. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE. Don't go away.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 40 million people are under heat advisories as parts of the western United States are experiencing triple-digit temperatures. The heat wave has already broken high temperature records, and the National Weather Service says it will stretch into next week. Low temperatures are also reaching record highs. The Supreme Court is ruling in favor of the Affordable Care Act for a third time.
The United States Supreme Court Thursday morning made a decision on the Affordable Care Act for the third time on Thursday, leaving in place the broad provisions of the law enacted by Congress in 2010. The vote was 7-2. The decision threw out the challenge to the law on the grounds that Texas and other objecting states were not required to pay anything under the mandate provision. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate is expected to look at repealing the authorization for use of military force in Iraq after the House voted to do so today. USA Radio News. President Biden claims the last thing Russian President Vladimir Putin wants is another Cold War. Biden said he warned Putin at the summit yesterday of devastating international consequences for Moscow if prominent Russian dissident Alexei Navalny dies in prison. As the push continues to get college students vaccinated, one governor is taking action against such a move.
Arizona's governor says that the state's universities cannot require students to get a COVID vaccination. Governor Doug Ducey issued an executive order prohibiting public universities and community colleges from making COVID vaccines a condition for students to return to class. In a statement, Ducey said that he encouraged Arizonans to get the vaccine, but maintained that it should be their choice to do so. The order coming as a response to an announcement from Arizona State University that made vaccinations mandatory for students to return to campus. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So women and men sometimes do differ on parenting techniques. And sometimes two parents can differ, same-sex parents. So, but one might be a little bit more hovering and helicopterish, and the other might be like, look, let them stand on their own 2 feet. They can figure it out themselves. And this helicopter parenting term has been around, I believe, since the late 60s. And it it's where, I guess, a parent really hovers, like a helicopter. So the little kid is walking, and they're like, oh, don't fall. And they're like trying to, you know, walk with them everywhere and try to pad everything with pillows so they fall on a pillow and all that. Whereas the other parent may be like, let them get a goose. But what are those called? Goose heads or whatever. But yeah, he'll learn not to fall. And, you know, me as a mommy, I had a much different way of, with my kids. I worked all the time. I worked ever since, I maybe took 2 weeks after they were born with the first one, because that's all I had leave for, and then the next one I went back to work in 3 days. So I wasn't around for a lot of my kid. And so I felt like, and I still feel this way, that they might not feel like I loved them because I wasn't around for them through most of their childhood. I worked. And it's really hard to be a doctor and a mom at the same time. It is, especially running a practice like you do. And then on top of that, a media career, and I've always felt guilty. And in fact, I grew up with the non-helicopter method. And I started to do that with the kids. So my son was a baby, first one, had a bad sore throat. I looked at it, it was red. I'm like, look, I'm not going to be giving him antibiotics or taking him into the doctor. Now he has a mild fever. Fevers help fight infection. Let him fight this infection. Let him get his immune system up. Meanwhile, my husband's like, you know, are you sure he's okay? I'm like, he's fine. He's got his first cold. He'll be fine. Well, meanwhile, my son doesn't eat. He kind of can't eat. Like, what's wrong with the kid? Come on, buck up. You know, it's a fever. I'll give you some Tylenol. I'll give you some Tylenol so you feel better. But I'm like, okay, let me take a look again. Meanwhile, he had like all sorts of strep, okay, on his throat. So after that, and you know, we treated him and he's fine. But I'm like, look, I don't want to neglect the kid. Okay, you know, I mean, as a doctor, I don't want to hover. I don't want to be their doctor. I want somebody else will be their doctor. So I did that. So he's 4 months old. Have somebody else give him his vaccines. Well, the nurse comes in, brings the vaccines, and one is a very pretty kind of rosé color. I go, well, that's really pretty. Which one is that? And she said, it's the MMR. I go, but you don't give an MMR to a four-month-old. She's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, I messed up. So every time I took a step back, I feel like I might have neglected him. And so I started to be a little bit more involved. Everybody thinks first-time parents are going to hover and helicopter. Not always. I wasn't raised that way, and I wanted my kids to be strong and sturdy and thinking for themselves and independent. And so I think I almost backed off too much. So as a result, I started to get more involved. Now, a helicopter parent, a lot of us have been accused of that, but I don't really think the definition applies. So according to Healthline, a toddler, for example, you never let the child play alone. You're constantly asking the preschool teacher for progress reports. You're not encouraging developmentally appropriate independence. If my kid wants to say no, let him say no. Okay? You don't want to go out? Fine, bedtime. Fine by me. Elementary school. Speaking with school administrators to make sure the child has a certain teacher because they are perceived as the best. Any teacher is fine. In fact, the more strict, right, you know, the teacher, the better. Because, again, I need a lieutenant mommy, you know, on the case. So I would not call myself a helicopter parent for that. Choosing a child's friends for them. Enrolling them in activities without their input. Well, if they just want to play video games, I could get that. But if you're doing your kids' homework and school projects, you're hovering. And then, of course, for the teen years and beyond, if you're calling your kids' college professor, you're really a helicopter parent, okay? So getting involved with things that they need to work out on their own. So I know people accuse each other of helicopter parents all the time, and you're really, really hovering. But then on the flip side, these kids do need guidance. And the one thing that I feared, being a working mom, is that my kids might not think I have time for them and that I don't want to be bothered when they have a problem. So a lot of my friends see how I am with my kids or the medical students or whatever, and I kind of baby them, you know? I'm like, oh, little baby doctors, hey, little babies. Or my kids. My boys are 21 and 18, you know? And so my kid was like, hi, Mom. I'm like, you said hi to your mommy. Oh, my God, my baby loves his mama. You see, my baby loves his mama. Now, I'm sure everybody's like, what are you doing? The kid's 21 years old. But I want my kids to know that I live for them, that I will always be there for them. I will drop everything for them. What's that saying? Shoot for the stars, because if you fall, I'm always here to catch you. And that is what I think is the appropriate type of parenting. Right? You want the kid to learn how to fix his own car, how to pump his own gas, how to get his own job, how to do his own homework. You know, and sometimes I'll intervene, and I'm like, you know, do you want help? Do you want me to help? You know, because, you know, you want to feel like you're their partner, and you're there to help them through it, you know, and give them a little bit of that break. But and maybe we sometimes use it as a bonding mechanism, but we can't do that much. Have I ever done my kids' homework? I really haven't. I've offered, but I've never done it, partially because I can't. You know, now I forgot all the math. You know, after you take Calculus 3, you just say I'm done and you're like, forget it all. Although I think I went on to analytics. I forget how far math. I got to look at my transcript. But at this point, I've blocked all that I can't even help them with their Algebra 2, I don't believe. And so I've offered it. I've offered to pay for this. I've offered to that. And so I might be starting to helicopter a little bit more because I'm at the age now where my kids, you know, are really needing some guidance. And I think they need some support. And I feel like I've been gone for 18 years of their lives. So there's a fine balance. So what we recommend is when it comes to parenting, your job as a parent, you got to remember this, is you have to imagine yourself gone from Earth. And is your kid capable of taking care of themselves? Now, you might be thinking, well, we have life insurance. Again, no. If God forbid something happens to you today, does your kid know how to find an apartment? Does your kid know how to go and get groceries? Does your kid know how to cook themselves a meal? Does your kid know how to deal with the power company? Most of us haven't trained our kids in that. Does your kid know how to apply for a cell phone package? I have kept my kids as far away from that as possible because I don't want them to get the most expensive package. Have them do that. When I try to have that talk with my kids, they don't want to hear about it. They don't want to imagine a world without their mommy. I was like, oh, my baby's on mama. But you have to have that conversation. Go, look, if something happens to me, God forbid, okay, what are you, you know, what's the first thing you're going to do? We have a list of people they'll call who'll guide them, and I know my friends will help guide them, but they can't be their parents. My friends have stuff to do. They got their own kids. So my kids, 18 to 21, they're not going to go to a relative. They're already over 18. So have I taught them how to deal with the car, what to do if the car, you know, falls apart, how to look at it yourself, fix it yourself? I mean, you know, how to sell the house and get yourself into an apartment, how to take care of any other family members that we've been helping, you know, that won't have us around. I mean, we really need to teach our kids that. And if we've taught them how to get a job, how to go through schooling, how to feed themselves, then we've done right. If your kids can stand on their own two feet, you've been a good parent. And make sure they feel loved. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. So we're going to be coming into the Olympics. I know we still are kind of dealing with the NHL playoffs, and the Golden Knights had a little bit of an issue yesterday with the Montreal Canadiens. Kind of a rough game for the Golden Knights. And it stinks that it happened on my birthday, because I really don't want to think that my birthday is bad luck for the Golden Knights. But right now, the series is tied. They're going to play in Montreal tomorrow night, and we'll see what happens. I believe the Islanders and the Tampa Bay Lightnings are tied as well. So it's an interesting NHL playoffs season. But the Olympics are coming up, and it's not without its drama. An Olympic runner actually has been, I believe, suspended and banned for the next 4 years from the Olympics because she tested positive for an anabolic steroid. Yet Shelby Houlihan says she attributes that to eating a pork burrito. Houlihan said she was devastated to learn of the suspension from the Athletics Integrity Unit, which is an independent body that combats doping, after she tested positive for nandrolone. She posted on Instagram Monday that a burrito she ate before the test contained pig organ meat, or offal, which she said could lead to a positive test for nandrolone. A study funded by the World Anti-Doping Agency found trace amounts of nandrolone can be found in that kind of meat, and warned about the possibility of a false positive. So currently the ban is in place, and it's going to prevent the 28-year-old from competing in the U.S. Olympic trials and the Tokyo Olympic Games. As you know, doping accusations and investigations have led to multiple bans of athletes, even entire countries from competing, including a 2-year ban on Russia from the Court of Arbitration for Sport. And the runner said she revealed an email on January 14th after a drug test she took the month before, in December, returned positive for the nandrolone. She said, when I got that email, I had to read it over about 10 times and Google what it was that I had just tested positive for. She said, I had never even heard of nandrolone. So nandrolone is a synthetic anabolic steroid analog of testosterone. So it's similar. An own, whenever you see a medicine end in own, it's a steroid. And National Institute of Health says it could be used for testosterone replacement therapy to increase nitrogen retention and fat-free muscle mass. She said after she learned of the positive test, she put together a log of everything she ate the week prior to the test. We concluded that the most likely explanation was a burrito purchased and consumed approximately 10 hours before the drug test from an authentic Mexican food truck that serves pig offal near my house in Beaverton, Oregon. Now, they say certain pigs produce the chemical naturally, with pig organ meat seems to have the highest levels of the nandrolone. Now, that's what she said in her post. Now, she learned of the ban on June 11th, and the June 11th, last week, her explanation of the positive test was not accepted by the Court of Arbitration. So she says, I feel completely devastated, lost, broken, angry, confused, and betrayed by the sport that I've loved and poured myself into just seeing how good I was. I want to be very clear, I have never taken any performance-enhancing substances, and that includes that of which I am being accused. Houlihan said she did everything she could to prove her innocence and return to her beloved sport. She even passed the polygraph test and had her hair sampled. She said WADA agreed that the test proved that there was no buildup of the substance in my body, which there would be if I was taking it regularly. Now, the coach called out organizations that banned the runner a statement, saying that AIU and WADA are treating her unfairly and preventing her from competing in the Olympics despite knowing about the issue with pork and nandrolone. And the AIU told CNN it applies the World Anti-Doping Code equally to athletes from all over the world. Houlihan's case was heard by a 3-member panel at the Court of Arbitration for Sport and made its decision after hearing evidence and arguments from the athletes, lawyers, and the AIU. So, you know, this is tricky. You know, I understand that tests can be triggered positively. And I want to believe her. And, I mean, maybe this did happen to her. And it's crushing. I've just never heard of this. And if this is such a common occurrence, wouldn't this have happened before and athletes have been warned? Unless the nandrolone in pork meat is a new thing. I mean, the one thing I understand as a physician is animals are fed hormones. And they are fed a whole variety of things, antibiotics, and, you know, they want animals beefier and meatier. They could get more bang for their buck. And so I would think because of our hormone issue with foods that we already have guidelines and checks and balances in place. So it's just so odd that in the year 2021, somebody eating a burrito would be such earth-shattering brand new news. So it would be interesting to see what the committee's reasoning was on why they didn't believe her. And if, you know, there were warnings to be careful of eating certain meats, that, you know, that's got to be scary as an athlete also, where you're training your whole life, you want protein, and you're going to want to sink your teeth into a nice, yummy burrito, and then all of a sudden it has a hormone that causes you to test positive. But then again, on the flip side, you know, if it wasn't a burrito, unfortunately, we've had so many people dope and lie about it, and their careers are in jeopardy that they're going to want to save face. So I don't know. I want to believe her, and I'm on the side of believing her. I understand that there's hormones in meat. I just don't understand why this is coming up now in 2021. If this is something that pig meat and pork has done for years, is it because nandrolone is only now being screened? I don't know. Which then would be easy to study. Go look at past samples and see if it's present in there, if there's remnants of it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So tropical storm hurricane season is upon us. Usually starts about June 1st. They've suggested we start to move the season to May 15th, not on purpose, but because some storms were found pre-season last year. But the first tropical system of the Atlantic hurricane season is forecast to make landfall in the U.S. by the end of the week. It might bring heavy rain and flooding anywhere from Texas to Florida. If this weather disturbance strengthens into a tropical storm, it would be called Claudette, the third named storm of this year's hurricane season. Now, they say the U.S. is already facing an already stretched disaster response because of record-shattering drought and wildfires that are currently affecting the West. And so I've noticed, I think the East just gets more water. The West, we've had this heat wave. I think we were 115 yesterday in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's not fun at all. But neither was hurricane season. So they say the first tropical system is forecast to make landfall, even though it's named Claudette, because it's the third named storm. Not sure where the other two. The other two's names would have been, I apologize, hold on a second, Anna and Bill. So I don't know what happened to Anna and Bill. But good. They say the Atlantic recorded the first named storm last month. Oh, there we go. When tropical storm named Anna formed near Bermuda. That marked the seventh consecutive year that a named storm arrived before the official start date of the season. So residents of the Gulf Coast are still recovering and rebuilding from last year's record number of storms. Remember there was a storm that affected the chlorine factory, I believe, in Louisiana, was it? So now we have a chlorine shortage and it's costing a lot more money, right? They're still trying to overcome that. And hurricane season has become longer, more intense. It's supposed to end November 30th. We don't really see a lot in November, but we still do. So just be prepared. Now's the time to, you know, make sure you kind of have all the supplies you need because these things seem to come fast and furious. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.